Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
There's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out. And it's turning around.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning
around.
Concerning me, and sooner or later, turn in my favor.
That just lift your hands to the atmosphere and claim your season of turnaround. Hallelujah. Now let's say this together. Come on.
Around for me.
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 It's turning around.
I can see. I can feel it happening.
It's turning around, yeah.
Nor the Son of Man.
just say that.
Favor. Matter of fact, it already have turned in our favor because God has been good to the church. You know, he's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Some of us, we know that, but on yesterday was so good. I put this in my heart. This don't have to go with you. You might not believe it, but I really believe that on yesterday that we tried our best. Some of us try to do the thing we do every day, go to church and have fellowship. But somewhere down the line, it was because of God's grace that allowed us to see this day. But nothing we did on yesterday was so great. But he gave us an opportunity to be in his presence. You know what I love about God, my brothers and sisters, that when you're doing this kind of ministry, when you're doing this kind of ministry, you have to understand it has to be God involved. It has to be God involved. When we start to say this is my ministry, and man, to me, I think we done took over with the ministry. But I know God give us things to do, and he gave us assignments and things. I might be dead wrong, too, what I'm saying. But I really believe that the ministry that God give us, if he's not the center of it, it'd be more like your ministry, you know, because he has to be the one that we point people to, not us. Because if, when it's all said and done, no man went to Calvary, but one man. One man went there, and he did it all for you and I. So because sometime or another, you might not believe it. You might not want to go all the way for some people, but he did. He went all the way. And I'm talking about he knew the one's going to be slowful. He knew the one was going to be too fast. He knew the one was not going to lift him up unless certain things come up. He knew the one was going to take a sacrifice. God know this, and he know it. That's why the pulpit has to be able to be preaching the word without compromising, not worrying about your tithes, not worrying about the membership, because you know what? He's going to be held accountable for what he said across that pulpit. He has to answer for it, not just because he said it in his mouth, because some people can sing. Some people can deliver the word. Some people can really, really give it out there. But the Bible said that your heart's so far from me, they don't fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord should come in the word. It should come in the word so strong that when you woke up this morning, that you know, when you left the church, that you did go to church, or if you've been around the church, it should be all about an itchy ear sermon. It should be that it'll help your soul, help you to know that God is getting closer to the church. He's getting so close to the church than he ever been before, because we see right now that things are going the opposite way. It's getting worse in the day of Noah. We've been reading it for a while that he said when this dreadful day come, it's going to be worse than it ever had been. Somebody say, what you talking about worse? It's going to be worse than even when Solomon Gomorrah. It's going to be worse than the end when Noah had to build the altar. And my brothers and sisters, they had the same primitive thing going around then. Why do you think we got the Ten Commandments? Why do you think God had put that in when he put it in his heart that he told Moses to go write this on the tablet? But then it got so poor that we find out writing on the tablet wasn't just good enough because people don't want to read. Help me, Holy Spirit. People don't want to read. They don't want to get in God's word. But let me tell you something. That's why he tried to put it on your heart so you can be able to, it should be able to counsel you in such a time like this. And then you ain't got to be all smart either. All you got to do is understand to hear the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible is really plain when he said, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart the day you hear my voice. So we're just glad and thank God for just another day. We're cutting down on another month again. We're getting close to this old month being over. And we're finna get into another season, Mother's Day. You know, some guys and some child and some woman, some man that can get very happy for the coming of this day, you know. But some of us got just only memories of that day. So we're going to prepare ourselves in advance and let you know that God is in control. Oh, I love this part about the ministry. Don't you know God loves us so much that he'll comfort us at such a time like this? So you have to get prepared for some of these things that are coming up. You know, some of these things are so hard that you can't just cut it off kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about? Cause especially if you love somebody and then you don't be able to, you can't go by that anymore. You can't call them anymore. You can't listen to their voice anymore. So I want to talk about a subject this morning over in Hebrews in chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. And for the readers, if the Holy Spirit leads us to do something, we'll do something different. But right now, Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. And I want you to know that God is trying to sharpen us. He's trying to sharpen us. He is trying to sharpen us. You know, I've been to the point in my life, man, you know, just because I'm where I'm at now. I try to stay ready, you know, to my son, because you never know what God might want to call on you, you know, to my, and I know there's some things that pull us away, and you know, right now they got a, for some of y'all probably don't know, and some of y'all might know, they got a big race coming up, if we will say, this weekend. You know, this ain't for nobody but the ones that raised. You know, if you don't know it, I kind of like my brother sometimes. This thing is open, but we want to lift them brothers up. You know, some they got their mind on getting out there, and Reverend, they got their mind on trying to get down the track and get that check. You know, they call it. You know, their mind. You know, I know some of them. You know it. You know, some of them guys really believe in God, but we have a, you know, a different way of fellowshipping with the Lord. But we want to keep them guys in prayer, man, you know, because no one gets hurt, you know. No one gets hurt, you know. There's a physical thing there, because when you're going down there, you don't have to run 190 miles per hour and get killed. You know, you don't have to, you know, you can hit that wall and mess you up for life, you know what I'm talking about? You can run into somebody and mess you up, like can't stop on the big end, you know what I'm talking about, and hurt yourself. You know, we go down there and we trust them old brakes, you know. These guys got some cars, man, go over 160, 150 miles an hour. They want to use a parachute, man. You know what I'm talking about? Some kind of way they think the old brakes pretty good, you know what I'm talking about? Man, if I got something to stop my car, I'm hitting that thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, even though it might be slower than them, but I think anything when you going on a certain mile per hour, it's not even an option to me. You know, it's imperative that we teach these guys to be safe. Reverend, we teach them. You might not understand what I'm talking about. Let me give you something though, real. You got to have suits on, right? You know, some of these guys get in with shorts on and thongs and, you know, talking about and drive these old cars, man, you know. And these cars can burn up, man. You know, they can burn you up, you know, talking about. You know, and don't have to this is a teaching moment if I can do this. They try to have these cars so that you can trick somebody, Reverend. They can look in, peep in, and well, he don't have no roll cage, or he don't have no protection, or his floor is factory, and you know, it just everybody know what I'm talking about is racing now, because this might not be nobody for the racing thing, but they tricking so much, they putting their life in jeopardy, you know what I'm talking about? They putting their life in jeopardy because they want to trick somebody, you know what I'm talking about? And brother, they got a class, they call it all glass, steel, and all that ribbon. Man, these cars are running fast, you hear me? Glass. If you understand, I'm talking about a glass window. If that sucker hit that wall, the impact of that thing hit that wall, them windows are gonna shatter. That's the reason why they tell us to put plexiglass in these things. You know what I'm talking about? So if it do hit the wall, it won't burst. You know what I'm talking about? And what I'm saying is here, nothing means that much. They don't want to get ridiculed and talked about and slander, you know, make it so slick, you know what I'm talking about? And these cars are running real fast, you hear me? Fast enough you can get yourself hurt, you know what I'm talking about? But it's just games they got going on in the race. I guess my little heart got like a chicken now, so I can't be in that game no more. Let's tell you something. Safety is always first, man. Get your seat belts on, man. Get yourself prepared. You want to go fast. You want to beat somebody. But don't beat time. Time gonna come up on you one day, and then you can't beat time, Reverend.
Yeah.
You can't. This is just a little sidebar I'm coming with right now because I know I love the brothers. They probably don't think I love, but I love them. Let them know we're gonna be in prayer with them, brother. Not just because they traveled only to get there and only to leave there, but why they going down that road, man? Letting go of that trans break and going down there trying to go down on the other end safely, you know. Sometimes you might not get the check, but at least you went home, you got there and you went down the track and you didn't get hurt, you know. So this is what my prayer for the week for these guys. They preparation right now. They prepping. When they going all over the world trying to get themselves ready. Now this is, man, I'm going along for a reason and hope one of the brothers might hear it, and they don't. I want to be one of the ministry that preach and teach safety. Preach and teach. Let you guys don't put yourself in jeopardy because time will run out one day. And then you when that time run out, because God gave you all kind of opportunities and chances to get it right. And then you said that I seen a man the other day send me a video. The man hydroplane, Reverend. But having the car was going down the track. And it went up there, and he got out of it, and he hit it again, and it raised all the way up to 12 o'clock, and the wind got it and pushed it all over, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? These cars really got some power, man, you know, some G-force that we haven't even imagined, man. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And so I'm saying this to say this here. Let's keep these brothers in prayer, man, because they want to trick each other, and they want to put the, you know, I know it can get worldly, but let me tell you something. Safety is first. If I ever get a chance to talk with them, they have me. Safety is first, man. Put that helmet on. Put that full suit on. Get you some shoes, buy shoes, you know, put on. Man, don't take it for granted that this thing, that I've been doing it for 100 times, it'd be that one-on-one that you hurt yourself. So we're going to pray for these people, man, as we get in the word today and let God's will be done. Rev, you got something before I get in there?
No, you're good. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come with the most humble smile we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit, Lord. Lord, I'm praying for slowness, Lord. I'm praying for right now, Father God, for people to get on board with the Lord, Lord. And moving, and when you move, Lord, in their heart, let them know that you see their heart and their thoughts, Lord. Lord, just ask you, Father God, to get us ready, Father God, because we don't know the hour. We don't know the time, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, to give us a chance, Father God, at this hour right now to make it right, Lord. If it's somewhere down the line, the forgiveness, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for all the things we have done, known and unknown sins, Lord. Lord, bless us, Father God, as we get in the ministry right now, Lord. But, Lord, we want to stop right now and pray for the ones who are preparing themselves not just maybe just the bridge that got in Memphis, but all through the land, Father God, who is going down these old racetracks, Father God, going, some of them, they're taking a chance, Lord, on some things they do to make their automobile go down, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, pull the ignorance out of it, Lord, and put your knowledge there, Lord. Lord, let the Holy Spirit touch them, Lord, some kind of way, let them know to be safe, Lord, as they go down these tracks, Lord. Even you give them traveling grace to get there, Lord, let it be a peaceful event, Lord. Let it be love there. Let it be what you love there, with understanding, Lord. May they get a little rowdy sometimes, Lord, but never let it get out of hand, Lord. Bless all of them, Lord, even the promoters, Lord, even the track officials, Lord, even the one, the ambulance be there, Lord. Lord, let it be with a joy there, Lord. Lord, I know they want to do it, Lord. I know that because I've been there and done that, Lord. I understand the emotion important to it, but let it always be done with fun, Lord, and not with an envy part of it, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for this ministry, Lord. We thank you for how you put it together, Lord, even though there are some come and gone, Lord. We ask you, Father God, that wherever they are, Lord, bless them, Lord. Touch their heart, Lord. Let them know that, Father God, that the ministry is still here, Lord, and still willing to open up for anyone to come in. No one running this ministry, Lord, but you, Lord. You're the head of this whole ministry. So we thank you for God's name, Lord. Search the people's heart, Lord, if we're getting your word, Lord. Decrease us, let you increase in us, Lord. Lord, we ask you to move, Lord, as you touch your people's heart, Lord. Move in the confusion around us, Lord, so we can steadfast in your word today. Teach this lesson, preach this lesson, Lord. That men and children know how to repent, Lord. Men and children know how to hear your word, Lord. We thank you for your love, Lord. We thank you for the eschatology of your word, Lord, the end time, Lord. We ask you to speak, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Move in the stony hearts, Lord. Lord, it might be one might be sick over here too as well, Lord. Might be going through a health problem. We ask you, Father God, to heal them, Lord, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord. Struggling and straining to try to keep this walk going, Lord, Lord. Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for all the ones who participate, Lord. We thank you for all the ones who love you, Lord, and know you better than we know ourselves, Lord. Help, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Move the snow for this that we've been getting here lately, Lord. That people don't run from you unless they need you, Lord. But Lord, we just ask you to have your way with them, Lord. Let them know, Father God, that one of these days that we all got to look up to that hill, Lord. We're covered all our hill, and all our hill come from the Lord. So, Lord, let us thank you without having our hands open for you for things. Let us thank you for praise when our hands open, Lord. And we love you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Hear this prayer, Lord. And grant us thy peace, Lord. This we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. For the record's been started, you know, it's been recorded. This book don't even have an author, you know. It don't even have an author. And its name, the name of the book is Hebrews chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews chapter 4. You know, no one know who written it, but we know it have a name to the author, but we know the Jesus inspired the writer who wrote it. You know, they try to put it with Paul. They try to put it with Apollo, you know. They try to put it with one of the later evangelists who were running through. But I want to tell you, I'm just going to read chapter 4, and when I get to your scripture, you can tell me to stop. Chapter 4, let us read. 4:1. Let us therefore fear, oh help me, Holy Spirit, lest the promise be left us of entering into his rest. Any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them. Look here, not being mixed with faith and them that hear it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn unto my wrath, if they should enter into rest, although the works of finishing from the foundation of the world. I want to tell you, this is the part that all of us we got to get on board with. We got to get on board. What we gonna rest in? We got to get on board because the scripture tells us that we have a place that we can rest in. But there are some places that God has for some of us, two sides. There's gonna be a place in hell They're going to be a place in heaven. Your resting place could be either one of them. And I'm telling you right now, my brothers and sisters, there's no rest in that hell. There's going to be some torment in there. There's going to be some things that you think on this side was worth. You ain't say nothing to what he put on you. That's why we don't want to wait till his coming this time for us to get it right. So the rest we are looking for is what we're doing right now for the labor. The labor, the word has been preached. The word has been preached that a man should counsel himself. That you should look at what you're doing and understand that what you're doing, does it please God? You know, there's some things we look in our life, we know that we fall short in. And sometimes it runs you away. Yes. But now get closer to the Lord. Don't leave him because you made a mistake. What happened is when you stay in that mistake, get on up, ask God for forgiveness, and look at this here. Allow the Spirit to minister to you and comfort you and strengthen you. Well, you might be like some of the ones got this mixed faith in their hearing. You know, talking about verse 2, that they hear. But I want to deviate just a little bit. You don't have to go with it. Just put in your margin. Ezekiel tells us over here in 33, also the Son of Man, the children of the people still are talking against thee by the wall in the doors of his house and speaking one to another, everyone to his brother saying, come, I pray for you. And hear what is the word that come from the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. And they come unto thee as the people come, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear the word. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But their heart goes after the controversy. Now, I'm going to give you something. I'm trying to make this real plain to you. There are a lot of people go to church. They just go. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. They go. They can sit the whole service with their hand crossed. They can sit the whole service and not say one word. But if God has really done something for you, if he really have entered into your heart, when somebody mentioned Jesus, if you have been around a pointer, old dog, when he go hunting and he see a prey and he point at the shooter way where the animal or whatever they're trying to shoot, there ought to be something when someone say Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. That your eyes, your heart get to doing something different that you might not do in the normal. You know what I'm talking about? You know, some of us, we so pious. We so what we call self-righteous, you know. But when God is speaking, look what the book said again. They come into thee as the people come, and they sit before thee as many as my people, right? And they hear the word, but they would not do them for the mouth. What was that? For their mouth, they show much love, but their heart go after the controversy. And lo, watch this now. Thou art unto them as a very love song. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. A one that had pleasure voice. Look at here. And can play well on an instrument. For they hear the word, but they do them not. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can I do that again for just me? And lo, thou art unto them as a very love song of one that have pleasure, look at that, pleasure voice, and had came and played well in an instrument for they hear thy word, but they do them not. And when this come to pass, lo, I will come. Then shall they know that the prophet, help me, Holy Spirit, had been among them. Oh, heavens. See, when you get around, you know how some of us, we so emotional. We get around folks, if they ain't calling real loud, they ain't singing real loud, and they ain't giving our emotional service to us, we don't think that's preaching. Help me, Holy Spirit. But when someone is rightly abiding that word, sometimes the emotions get there because they're just in us, right? But sometimes he telling them, they sitting up there listening to you like it's a love song, Eric. They sit up there and listen to you like it's a love song, my brothers and sisters, when you're helping somebody. And they know how to tap their finger and they know how to wave and go ahead, brother preacher. You know, go ahead, brother, sister, sister. Now it's like this here. Go ahead, sister. You know, don't mind. But let me tell you something. Don't get in that wave that when you say go ahead, you ain't considering what you're going ahead to. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. When you amen into it, check yourself when you're looking at that, because nine to ten, we always think, some people, I have been around people like this, my brother. I have been around people think this ain't for me. That word is not for me. You know what I'm talking about? He said they hear it, but they don't do it, brother. That's what the Hebrew writer said the same thing. He said, and let me read Hebrew 4 and 2 so I can put them together. He said, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that hear it. For we which are believers do not enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they should enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he does speak in a certain place of the seventh day. That's what he said on this wise. And God did rest on the seventh day on all the work. See that, you know, I'm going to back up when I say this here. When they were writing this here, there was a lot of people were leaving. They were like they're doing right now. And they were believing of the second coming. So they were believing that a lot of people are leaving. Some of them stopped working too, Reverend. Some of them stopped working. Mm-hmm. Now, I ain't talking about just a physical job. They stopped all the way around, even worshiping. Mm-hmm. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So the word didn't take no effect no more. That's why I'm trying to say it behooves someone who know God to stop. Help me, Holy Spirit. The Bible said, how can you get the plow and take the plow and plow that ground and turn back from it and look and let it go. It said the kingdom of heaven is not fit for you. So if you own this ministry, in this ministry, I'm not saying you're going to make a mistake if you walk away from it. Because sometimes death makes people walk away. Sometimes hardship makes people walk away from God. Sometimes misunderstanding makes people walk away from God. Let me tell you something here. It's some things, I don't care, I'm going to say this for a lot of folks, I don't care what they think they are, and the thing we don't even know. There's some things that God haven't gave all of to us yet. We read the other day, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have the things that God has for man. He can't even tame what he has for him. That's why God gives things to us in part. And for the ministers, I really believe, and someone who evangelized, God gave them a little bit more because they had to have some fortitude. They had to be able to stand and teach and preach God's word. They had to be able, when they teach God's word, it can't be the compromising of it. See, some people had to get to a certain point that they feel like they're helping them. You know what I feel like my helping them? As soon as I open up the book. As soon as I open up the book and I decrease and allow him to come in, my help is there. Yeah. I don't have to take my voice way up for me to believe that he's not there. That's for me when I get happy. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's for me when I get happy. But sometimes he keep you in a certain book because he wants you to hear something sometimes. Sometimes, a lot of people leave church because they hear all the other sound, because it sounds like a love song to them, Reverend. You know, we done made love to them with the word, you know. But it didn't take no effect because they don't live it. It's not coming in their life. It's not. They're not even considerate. They'll let somebody take them all the way out the square and then stay right in there. And we ask you to repent. The repentance take a bow face, 180 degrees, and ask God to strengthen you where you weak at. It's in the book. Yeah. Leave us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It's in the book. It's in the book. You can ask him to do that. That's what you going through. You think is that good? What you mess around is reaping your reward right now. See, you don't want to reap your reward right now. Somebody said, what you talking about? You want to reap your reward after this. When we said, when we transition in the rest, you want to reap that reward then. Some of us getting a new car, a new house, new wife, new husband, new money, you know, and we ain't with the church. We don't love talking about God. We find everything to talk against God. I have never been in my life to hear so many people today trying to discredit Jesus, man. It's the same way. They're not Pharisees and scribes no more. They ignorant. That's what they you know what I'm talking about? We still trying to have a whole lesson of who Jesus is, and you don't even have a personal relationship with him. Well, watch this here, Reverend. Watch this here, Reverend. Let me see something. I didn't want to do this here. Watch this here. I didn't want to go over there. Watch this here, Reverend. I think it's still in the book. I'm going to see if it's in the book. Now, Jesus did this here, and you don't have to stay with me with this here. Jesus did this, and look at this here, John 8. 33. He said, look at this. Look how he did. Now watch this here. 31. John 8 and 31. Look what it said. 8 and 31. John 8 and 31. It said, then said Jesus to those Jews. Well, I love the book, man. He said, which believe on him. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciple indeed. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to read this because it's in the book. And they answer him, we be Abraham's seed. And we never in bondage up to any man. How sayest thou this? He said, you shall be made free. That's the question Jesus said. And Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I'm trying to get your attention now. He said, verily, verily, I'm really trying to get your attention. And when he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abides not into those houses forever, but the Son of Man abides forever. So if the Son, therefore, watch this, Reverend, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed. Help me, Holy Spirit. But you seek to kill me. That's what he told him that. He said, because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with, what you said, have seen with my Father. Here we go, y'all. And have and you do that which you have seen with your Father. I'm going to leave it right there to tell you like this. He unpacked that thing to him, right? He said, now, I know you're Abraham, see, but if you really was, if the word was really in you, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. Help me, Holy Spirit. We wouldn't even be trying to have, see, he wants us to have a relationship with him. That's why he told us in 31 that if we continue in his word, then you are my disciple indeed. Help me, Holy Spirit. Everyone on this, by the list of my phone, should be a disciple of Christ. Every one of us should be studying and trying to be understanding, not under me, but under Christ. Christ is the only one going to lead us through this thing back to God. Because Adam broke that and made it so veiled that you and I got to cover up now. We got to put clothes on now. We got to cover. Now they ain't covering them. They're unsposing themselves. Women got the bosom out. Only thing they ain't showing is their nipples. The cheeks all out. They going to the store. Mm-hmm. They got these little tight things on. And one old lady said, y'all making it so hard for these men. Help me. They said, you're making it so hard for these brothers. They all some of them have wrecks and all this and here. So God told them, put your clothes on, baby. You don't have to show everything. So what I'm saying, we are living in the time that what Jesus is trying to tell us to preach the gospel to the people so they can change. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, preach the gospel so they can understand. So Jesus said, if you continue in my word, Reverend, then you are my disciple indeed. So if you do these things, now you understand when you listen to someone reading, and hopefully that you're following me through the scripture because I'm telling you where it's at. But let me tell you something. There are some people just hearers. I'm almost through, y'all. There are some people are just hearers. He told them, I know you, Abraham, see? I know this here. But you seek to kill me, man. He said, you seek to kill me. How many times did you try to help someone, Reverend, and sisters and brothers, and somebody assassinate your character? Somebody tell you, man, I ain't listening to you. You does and does. Don't listen to me. Listen to what I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? You know, because yeah. you're arguing with the Spirit of God. You're not arguing with me. Because what's happening is, if you pray for me and you think I'm doing something wrong or saying something wrong, if you pray for me, if you know God like I know God, he'll change it. He'll make it plain. Because when you listen to the Word of God, I'm telling you, if you ground some people and you're a hellion or you're a heathen or you got some heathen symptoms in you, you know what I'm talking about, and someone said, Jesus, if it's in your heart, I guarantee you're going to open your eyes. Help me, Holy Spirit. I guarantee you're going to open your eyes, my brother. And when you open your eyes, brother and sister, it's going to be a spiritual eye. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when that spiritual eye opens up, it makes you want to change, my brother and sister. How can you say you love God and you hate your brother? How can you say you love God? We teach love. Why are you over here, man? Because that you can slick with how you want to say, I don't like him. That's still hate, brother. You dislike somebody. Somebody said, no, it's not. I'm telling you something. It turned to malice and it turned to envy. And God said, don't do evil for evil. He said, don't repay man evil here, because he said he was reverent. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. So don't,
yes.
don't pray on them. Don't do that. Pray for them, because you never know what mm-hmm. God might do with that person's life. Look at Saul. He was Saul. And God changed his life. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me what God won't do. So let me finish this thing. Let me go back over here mm-hmm. to Hebrews. Over here, Hebrews 4 again. Let me make sure I make it plain. Verse 4. For he spake unto a certain place on the seventh day on this wise. And God did rest in on the seventh day for all of his work. And in this place, again, if they should enter into the race, seeing therefore is it remained that some must enter therein to, look what it said, and they to whom it was first preached, enter not to because of the unbelief. Now back up, Jesus rested. We've been there. We had it a few days ago. Jesus, God rest. After he mm-hmm. did 6 days, the 7 day, what do you say? He rest. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And in that day, see, he said the Sabbath wasn't made for the man. The man was made for the Sabbath. You know, so we don't want to be so rich to let you know that we do know the first day of the week is what? Sunday. That's why we worship mm-hmm. on Sunday. You know, but when we find out how a lot of us get entangled with the doctrine, but let me tell you something. Jesus, God rests on that day. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when he rests, mm-hmm. he didn't rest if he see Reverend Herring somewhere near to him. He rests of what? Doing what he did of creation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus told them one time. They looked at Jesus, healed the young lady, and then they got mad because it was on the Sabbath. And he told them, if your ox was in a hole, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If your ox was in a hole, would you go get him out? And all of them said, yeah. He just, what's the difference then? Because if you look at the law, the law said you can't do nothing on that day. I mean, you can't even give the donkey any water. Help me, Holy Spirit. So God wants us to know we should have compassion. Now watch this here. When I read that about that we enter into therein, to whom there is first preached to, look at it, enter not to because of unbelief. Again, the mm-hmm. limit of a certain day, saying to David, today, after so long a time, it is said to the day, if you will hear his voice. Oh, here we go, y'all. Heart not your what? Your heart. I like this part.
Mm-hmm.
We quote it all the time. So I'm going to let you know it's in the book. We just ain't getting words out of just coming out the deck like that. It's in the book. When you hear God speaking, when you hear God, mm-hmm. see, you can be talking to you can be talking to your husband. You can be talking to your wife. You can talk to your friend. You can be talking to somebody out the blue. And the word comes to you, and you hear God. You almost can hear him audibly, man, in your mind, in your heart, to do the right thing or say the right thing.
Yeah.
And you know it has to be God. And God, one of the things God wants us to do is hear him before he comes. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I don't need no help with this one here. One of the things God wants us to do is to hear him before he comes. What do you mean by that? Because mm-hmm. if you're not hearing God before he comes, you're going to be like some of the ones not understand the trumpet. when he comes, because he truly comes to the east and the west. He's truly going to come through trailblazing through this thing. Now, watch this now when I say this, Reverend. This sister's the brother. I don't know how long you've been walking with God. If you've been walking with God a little short time, you ought to know that he has this. I want to say this here to make it plainer. So we are trying to love God all the way. We are trying our best to see God all the way. It has been clearly to understand that when you hear God's word, see when you hear God's word, it should move you when you're reading God's word. It should hold you when you've been in places of the Holy Spirit. We believe this, my brother. We believe it from the bottom of our heart that he is.
Yeah.
What am I saying, Reverend? I'm telling you that you cannot do this without God.
Right.
And I thank you for this, yeah. Know why I thank you about it, Reverend? Because I know that you know that when you hear the word of God, it convicts us to hear and do His will. And matter of fact, it turns, not always is a conviction. Sometimes it turns to praise because you believe it. And you'll say, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, now look what he did right here. Let me make sure I get, again, limited of certain day, said unto David. Today, after so long time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice and harden not your heart, for if Jesus had given them rest, then, watch it, would he not afterward have spoken of another day? He said, there remain, therefore, rest to the people of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm getting there now.
Yes.
I'm getting there. Help me. Because I tell you, we're leading up to Mother's Day. Some of us, our mothers are resting right now. Some of our fathers are resting right now. Some of our grandmothers are resting right now. I'm leading up to some of you might have your mother there right there going to get to see her. Let me tell you something. Maximize that. Because one day God going to all have us all back around this throne one day. But he talking about this rest. This rest. See, Jesus, he did one thing and had to prove his point to somebody when he raised Lazarus. He had to show them. And he told God, I thank you because you hear me always. But just for the one standing beside, I want you to bless right now that they know that you sent me. And he told Lazarus to rise. He told Lazarus to take off them dead clothes because I want you to tell them what I just did. I want them to see what I just did for you, brother. Come on over here. So I want to tell you that the rest that we're going to have, if you find yourself in a drip off, if you find someone already gone, they just resting right now. They've rested. God giving them some rest. They don't have to worry about diabetes. They don't have to worry about my brother Dexter. He don't have to worry about even the corona. He didn't have to worry about the allergy. Someone might be struggling with cancer. They don't have to worry about that anymore. They've rested now. The body is, only thing the body is doing, we believe it going back to the dirt. It called ashes, earth to earth, dust to dust. We believe it's going right back where it fall. But that spiritual man is resting. And it's resting to it. He come one day. He going to call him. Look what he said. For he that enter into his rest, he also have ceased from his own work as God did for his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into rest, lest any man fall after the same example of an unbeliever. Don't do that. We know too much now.
Yeah.
God has deposited some things in us now not to believe in the resurrection. God had positive some things, you know, so we can see this thing different now. I'm reminded, man, of something that stayed with me this short time I've been on this earth and walking with the Lord. That belief we have, don't let nobody move that. Don't do like the adversary and drift off. Don't let them drift you off. You know, we can get so busy in life. Don't let nobody turn you from your belief. Yeah, we're going to make mistakes. I'm not trying to give you a room so you can make that mistake. I'm telling you to repent and get on board. Don't be like the one don't believe. Don't struggle with the rest that he going to all put us in before he come to get us all in one time. Because he said the dead in Christ will rise first. Then, who will remain? He'll be what? He will meet him in the air. Now, this is what I like about this scripture here. And I'm trying to hold you on this, and this won't be it for my heart, right? Let me back up. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into the rest. Are you laboring, y'all? Are you trying your best to stay on this Christian journey? He said, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Don't do what you see somebody falling in. Get back on board. Ride and stay with the Lord. We're not going to understand everything. We're not going to probably be some things. We're just going to keep following it. But let me tell you something. The closer you get to God, Reverend, sisters, and brothers, that you know God can have you to take that taste out your mouth. Don't give God what you give God cigarettes. You give God that old Henderson bottle. You know what God really wants? He wants that forgiveness. You won't forgive nobody. He wants that lying lip you got. He wants that whoremongers. He wants that what committed the dose. He wants them kind of things that you think he don't know. He wants you to present that to him so he can help you. Because an unbeliever has that. You know what I'm talking about? But if you believe, you should resist that. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You should resist it. This is why. For the word of God is a quicken. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing asunder of the sound and the end of the spirit and of the joint and the marrow. And it is a discerning of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you don't get nothing out of what I read today, know this here. That word will wake you up. That word will change your thoughts. That word will comfort you in such a time we have right now. It's so powerful that anything that, Aunt Mother gave us some other day, she said, you can take a large problem to a larger God. You know, ain't nothing too hard to God. So don't get yourself in a situation, God, you don't think God can get you out. Sometimes you might get a bad this and a bad that, but did you know what God know about it? So he allowed it to come. So rejoice when you get tribulation. Rejoice when you get a setback, because all of this is going to be a comeback. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So I like how you said that sword. It just cuts you, right? It goes in and it comes out. It goes in and it comes out. So what I mean, the word should go in you and come out. Help me, Holy Spirit. It should be at the point that when he said it discern of your thoughts, a lot of people think they can fool God. A lot of people think they're more smarter than God. They got this old cuff they got. You know, I don't know about a cuff. If you ever played in basketball, you ain't got no big hands. Some people ain't got no big, they can't palm it. So they cuff the ball so they can be able to go up in there and it won't fall out. See, some of these things we cuff and we hide from the Lord, or we hold on to it that he can't take it from us, Lord. And he wants to take it out your heart. My brothers and sisters, unfold your heart to the Lord. It's good on this side. It's good on this side. And I'm going to tell you, I've been happy ever since I've been over here. Oh, help me, host it. And I'm going to tell you, I'm the number one person to tell you, I fall and get back on up. You know what the Bible tells me about this? I had to learn this, Reverend. He said, none, Reverend Henry, is righteous before God. Not one.
Right.
Not one. If you read your Bible every day, not one. You're trying your best.
That's right.
God can find some fault in every one of us. Every time you look at the cornerstone, the foundation of this whole ministry is behind God. Look what it says. Neither is there any creator that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked. Help me, Holy Spirit. And open to the eyes of him whom we have to do. I'm in the book, y'all. Seeing then that we have a greater high priest that has passed into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold our profession, for we have not a high priest cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but what is in all point tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to do that one. I read that for y'all. I'm going to read this for me. Neither does any creator that is made manifest in sight, but in all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a greater high priest that passes into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God. Let me pause because it's a comment. Let us hold fast to our profession, for we have not a high priest. What's my question there? Cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time need. Now let me preach this to somebody that had never read this before. Neither does there any, oh help me, Holy Spirit, that created that is not manifest in sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him whom we have to do. Look, we said, seeing them that we have a great high priest that, like what I said, that has passed into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast of our profession, but we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but what was in all point tempted like as we were, yet without sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to him in a time of need. I'm gonna shut the Bible on this one. Let me tell you something. He done it. He see you. He wants you here. Oh, him! I didn't mean to bore you, Reverend. I didn't mean to bore you. Let me get it out of the way. The reason why I say that, we are at a time that we can get on board and stay with the Lord. We're at a time that people are looking at God life like the cross don't mean nothing. It wasn't effective. It's so effective that you and I can go to him. You don't need Eric. You don't need Reverend Henry. You can go to the Lord for yourself. Now, we can intercede with you. We can hold your hand, but give God your heart.
Right.
So we point him, because he can see it. You can take that thing and cut it, just like I just said, and hide it from everybody in the room. But God see it. God knows what you think about right now. He prays, why are you going to read this again?
Right.
One for the Father, one for the Son. And one for the Holy Ghost. I want God that you to hear God's word enough, not just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word. Now, I got to get on my here, but let me tell you what, before I leave, that you got a place in his heart. Romans 10 and 9 opening up for all of us. If you would just open your mouth, let me do it like this here, and confess that he's Lord, and God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved with the heart, but with the heart. Man, believe unto what? Right. Little here. But with the mouth, he confessed unto salvation. You have to have a part here. You have to come out on your own way. Somebody says, man, you talk about this every Sunday. That's what it's about. You talk about it every Saturday.
Yes,
that's what it's about. You talk about it every Friday.
Right.
That's what it's about. You talk about it every Thursday. That's what it's about. You talk about it every Wednesday. That's what it's about. You talk about it every Tuesday. That's what it's about. You talk about it every Monday. That's what it's about. It's about open the doors and allow people to come into God's kingdom and get rest.
Yes.
Your labor that you're running right now, the time going to run out if you're not on this side. It's going to run out if you're on this side. But watch this here. When it don't run all the way out for us, because one day we're going to be around the ground. We're going to be around that throne.
Yes.
Some of us, God's going to use a little bit more. But some of us, he's going to allow us to sit there all day just thinking about every time we put our eyes on him, it's time to worship. Every time we see him, it's time to worship. Somebody said, that's all y'all going to be doing? Let me tell you something, boo. Just my little thought, that's good. That's good. What you mean by that? I'd rather worship him. I'd rather lift his name up. Because there was a time one time, Reverend, you might have read this before, and I'm going to give it to you anyway. There was a time the children of Israel was captive. It was captive, Reverend. And they asked them the same one of them songs for Zion. They told them, Reverend. They just say one of them songs for Zion. He said, how can we sing a song in a foreign land? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about
mm-hmm.
you. This is a foreign land to us. This is not our home.
Mm-hmm.
If he ain't singing
right.
and giving praise now, oh, when you give before, you're going to be like one to one in churches right now with your arm folded because you ain't been used to praising
mm-hmm.
him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not saying you can't
yes,
get
sir.
In, but watch this here. If he's your God, if you know him as Lord yourself, it behooves you not to lift up your voice and say, thank you, Jesus. It behooves you
yes.
to get somebody to wire you up, to get you to lift your head. Because if you just look at your life, I was this, I was that, and now I'm this. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He turned
yes.
my life
yes.
around
yes.
so I could see
yes.
him a little different now. Now watch it. This is for Eric right now. You know why I know it's for Eric? Because I feel his soul all over me. Because I know and you know that God is moving in the church. He's moving in the church so quickly because now the people don't know what their gender is now. And he got it twisted now. But you know when you go before God,
mm-hmm.
really, can I do this anyway? Then you know when you go before God, I know it ain't a good thing to talk about people with. But let me
come
tell
on,
you something.
Come
you
on.
To tell, don't you know that when you get before the God, God got your birth certificate already? He
yes,
knows
sir.
When you were born out your mother's womb, what you he know the gender you were. He wasn't confused when he gave you that.
Come on.
He gave you what he gave you. It's not a confusion. What makes it confused when we get into the lustful lifestyle. It's so lustful
mm-hmm.
that Jesus destroyed a city one time. He said, he told one brother, he said, if you could just find me 10 of them, Brother D, and I won't destroy it. That's what he told them. And one man was so messed up, Reverend. He said, no, you can't have my son, but you can have my daughters. And they want the son. They tell me what the book ain't about.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
God is saying
yeah.
right now, someone said, well, I don't have that problem. You know what you have? You probably have an unforgiving problem. Oh, heaven knows.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a real, real bad habit. You won't forgive nobody. You know, so there wasn't the one of the things he told us that we should love the God with all our might and all our strength. Literally, Reverend, you might have a problem with that. You might have a problem with these
yes,
love thy neighbor as thyself. These are the
mm-hmm.
things God see. I don't see them. Reverend don't see it. The sisters and the brothers might not see it. But God sees
mm-hmm.
this inner man of you. So let God
that's
do
right.
a surgical thing on the inside. So what is it? The old song, something on the inside, working on the outside. It brought a what? A change in my life.
Change in my life. Yes, sir.
Let me get out of here, man, to tell you I love you, brothers. I enjoy the energy. And then
yes.
I'm going to tell you for myself, if it be God's will, if it was something I'm seeing,
yes, sir.
But something you didn't understand, and something the old the left out, you know, I know we got enough people over here can make it plain enough for you. I love you, and I'm going to do this with love, and you can't do nothing about it, my brothers and sisters. Love you. Thank you.
Amen. Love you, too. Thank you.
Well, I pull up on you. With respect on my name.
Now, I love my brother. Hold up. I love my brother. You know, I started the show out. I hope he called back. I love my brother, right? He know it. He hung up. I love him, right? I love my brother. I'm going to say something, brother. Brother D.
Amen.
Let me say something.
Amen.
I know what you're going to do. I know what you're going to do. Let me say this here, though. You went on when I talked about that Grizz game, right? I told
mm-hmm.
them about the Grizz game, right? I said, we got a lot of people
mm-hmm.
getting ready for this weekend, right? One
mm-hmm.
of the biggest races is going to be in the Grizz world. I just put it that way. And folks
mm-hmm.
are getting their mind right for that, you know, talking about they, you know, just like
mm-hmm.
I heard, my brother said, put some respect on my name. You know, this is
mm-hmm.
what I'm talking about. How we as the body, I know a lot of them guys love God, man. I really believe that from my heart. I know they do. You know, talking about they having a little fun. You know, talking about, but
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying is, I just sometimes we set aside some things just to be reverent, if that's a word, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We set aside to want to be known and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I hope these guys be safe, man, out there Brother D. You know, I know you be there a lot, man. Put this in the ear for me, man. I hope they put all their safety gears on. I hope them guys went over 100 mile an hour, hit that parachute. I hope these guys go out there, don't fight and kill each other. I'm praying that these guys get down that track safely. I'm praying that these guys go home like the way they came, even if they pocket get a little lower or get a little fatter, you know. I'm praying that everybody have fun to be successful. I'm praying that the Amalan, if they have to use him, he'll get there and help them if anybody there. I'm praying that these guys get out of these tennis shoes and T-shirt and get in these cars and running down there. I'm praying all these stiffs they have on these cars, they're trying to trick somebody, and they put their safety involved with this, man. Nobody know how to get killed or hurt real bad to see this is not a good thing, man. You know what I'm talking about? It used to be a time when we were growing up, Brother D, that we used to take our car to the tech. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
My car, I could just take it all the way apart, take the doors off, take the hood and the front end off, and they go and they look at the driver, right? And this is a teaching moment again. They look at the driver, right? They see what kind of roll cage he has and see how fast he can go. So they look how many bars around him. Then they look at your sticker, if it's IHRA or NHRA, right? And they see the where you are and what if it's mile steel. And back at that time, mile steel, you couldn't go no faster. It's probably still the same thing. It's 750. You know, talking about, they won't let you go faster than that. Then if you got a chrome mileage steel, then you can go faster than that. You can go fast as you want to, you know, but they got certain points around. We have, these guys are running that fast, man, without a roll cage, man. You know, and I'm praying for these brothers don't get hurt, man. Nobody have to get to be the one to be example. You know, this stuff is dangerous. Going in there, need a fire stingers in there, you know what I'm talking about? Need a fire stinger and set, if this thing catch on fire, you know what I'm talking about? Why they in there, they can't get out. I've been in a wreck and I couldn't get out on my driver's side. And I had to get out. I was taught how to get out the car on the passenger side. I'm in a funny cable race car. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? I said funny cage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And had to loose everything. They got so now that you just turned it and all your belts come a little bit. Old time they didn't have that.
Yeah.
You know, you had to
and
all that.
And it quickly went by one.
So I'm talking about safety, man. Safety.
Right.
Man, let them guys know, man. Let them, I know they doing their thing over there, man. Let them guys know, man. Get their safety right, man. Get their safety right.
Mm-hmm.
Put that Hornet, that Hornet that we've got now, the horns, Hornets, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That when you can't turn your neck 2 inches, you know what I'm talking about? You can't go forward. Man, don't you know you can have whiplash? You know, would that thing be having, would it be having so much G-force? If you ever been really fast and you hit a parachute, it just as fast as going forward when you hit the parachute. You know, give them guys a little education while they're all over there. Put some respect on my name. Tell them put some respect on safety over there. I'm gone, man.
Amen.
I'm sorry.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, my brothers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, man. You know, bro, what happened is that they know I do my morning service every morning. Thanks be to God. And I have one that I called me, and I threw him in. And he listened, but this morning he decided, when he called him, I guess he had them on. I put him in, and they came in. But, you know, above all that, my brother, I was sitting there listening to you as you was talking earlier, and even what you just said. One thing that stuck with me this morning when you said about serving God, praising God, you said that's enough. A song came to mind when you were saying that. And brother, you don't sing all that well. One of them shout was singing. My mom and my auntie do that singing part for me. But, you know, I found something that I loved about this song. I said, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad Jesus set me free.
Yeah.
When you was talking earlier, I thought about that song. I said, I'm so glad that he lifted me. See, I know he lifted me because he took every sin to Calvary. He posted all of them at Calvary. And then I thought about what you were just talking to me, brother, when we were talking about them racists. Oh, they going to put all this safety equipment on
We want them to put as much as they possibly can. But see, there's a few of them that I talk to, but the majority of them want to leave the biggest piece of safety at home. The biggest piece of safety they won't put on. Yeah, all you can't put it on like you do a coat. The biggest safety equipment, you can't step into it like you do a pair of shoes. It steps in you. You can't put it on. It wraps itself around you. They don't want to put that safety coat on. They say they ain't ready yet. And it brought a song to mind when you was talking. And I listened to them guys when they said, oh, I know God. I know that I should, but I ain't ready yet. It brought a song to mind. Brother Eric, it brought a song to mind. It says, if the Lord should call me now,
yeah,
I had a change. They don't want to put that safety coat on. I thank God for Jesus. But I can't come in. I didn't want you to know. I'm here with you. And sometimes I can't come
sir.
In because of Noah.
Yes,
but
sir.
See, if the Lord
yes,
should call me now, there's a song come to mind, Rob Henry. I used to walk in the church and Marco said, well, I see my nephew here. And he knew what he had to sing for me when I showed up. Without a doubt, he knew he had to sing that song for me that says, it's nobody's fault but mine. The Lord gave me the chance. He gave me a chance because he wakes me up. He gave me a chance because he wakes me up every morning. And he gave me a chance because he stars me on my way. He gave me a chance because he blew breath of life in me. So I love it. I just love to hear him sing. Nobody's fault but mine. See, if I be lost, because there's a Bible in my home. He said, if I fail to read it while I'm all alone, it's no one's fault but mine. All I'm trying to tell you, my brother, I love the speech that you give them for their safety. But they want to leave the main piece of safety. That's the piece. We need to get on board while we got a chance. Brother Eric said confession with your mouth and believe it in your heart. Sisters and brothers, we got to get away from this here and start. This show should be flooded in the morning. It should be flooded in the morning. Oh, you say you didn't have a chance to go to work, to go to church on Sunday, you had to work. Then God's plan should be flooded. I heard Brother Eric say that Sunday is the first day, but the Lord said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. He's given us a golden opportunity to take a day, and you won't give him one day. God's plan should be flooded in the morning. That's all, Brother Eagle. I don't mean to hold you long, bro. I get fed up sometimes. I get to listen to the word, and the word gets to getting good. I heard my brother say something in reference to what the Bible say. The Bible said, what goes in don't defile man. He said, what comes out. I heard you when you said how a person should see. Yeah, because of what comes out. You should see God all around, Brother D. Oh, I slip. My brother said, I slip sometimes, but I get back up. Yeah, Brother D slip. Sometimes I think I slip something every day because he's not perfect but the Father. But thank God for Jesus. I'm able to get back up and tell God thank you once more again. And that's what I love about it, my brother. That's all, Brother, you got. That's all, Brother, you got. I ask Brother Eric to say, I love you.
Beautiful.
I love you, my brother. I love you, brother, man.
Beautiful.
So glad that one day we're going to put a face with the voices. One day we're going to put a face with the voices. Thank God for Jesus. Man.
Beautiful, man. Reverend, before we get out,
Hear God's word.
Man, beautiful today, beautiful this morning. Thank God for this lesson again. Thank Him, praise the Lord, knowing we still got time. It got time while the elders used to say, while the blood is running warm in my veins. Hey, Lord, if you're able to hear us, you got time to accept the Lord, and those that have accepted the Lord, you have a chance to prove hallelujah, that what you accepted, you believe it, you receive it, and you walk it. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this opportunity that He's given us again to experience such a service as this, that we can put it in our heart. Hallelujah. We can hold on to it, and it helps us in troubled times and increases our heart. And we thank Him for the power of our limits, the power of our limits. God's strength is best seen in our weakness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To know how frail we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where we can remember how mighty God is. Knowing our frailties. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we start to see the awesomeness of God, we'll know just how frail we are, just how undone we are when we come to know how bright is His beauty. Hallelujah. Isaiah realizes. Hallelujah. In that sixth chapter. Hallelujah. We thank God how He's drawing us closer and closer and closer to Him. We thank Him for His strength, how He's strengthening us more and more each day as we allow us to come together and reason in His word. We get strength from His word. We thank Him and realize life is real. Life is real. When trouble call on you, you call on God. But one thing I like about it, God gives us a chance to call on Him before trouble even comes. So when trouble do come, we'll be able to weather the storm because we've been having a conversation with God. Hallelujah. Thank Him for His conversation. Oh, hallelujah. Thank Him for the power of our limits. Life is real. Thank you, Amy. Also, our co-pilot, she says in. She says in our co-pilot. Thank you, Lord. That memory verse she has in there, memory thought, still at the wheel of your life, it's time to let Jesus drive. Still at the wheel of your life, it's time to let Jesus drive. If you ever needed the Lord before, surely we need Him now. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus guide you. Let Jesus be the driving force, hallelujah, in your life. Don't leave home without Him. if you're gonna be safe, praise the Lord, and make sure you have Jesus with you. The best safety that you can have. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for this lesson. Thank you, Reverend, for this lesson. Thank you, Brother D, for those encouraging words, strengthening words. We thank all of you that called in and prayed with us and spent time with us. There be one, hallelujah, would like to know more of the lesson or have some explained to them or just to say thank you. Now is the time to want. Hit that one button or just want prayer. We hear and we thank God.
Hey, Reverend. Lord just dropped his over. That's a song that they used to sing back in the day. You don't hear it much now. But the song says, there are some places I may not go.
Right.
There are some things, Rep, I may not know. But one thing I'm sure, God is real. God,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That song was just him. Rep, do you know that, you know that song real? You know that song, Rick. Can
yes,
you give
sir.
Us a verse of that song?
Yes, sir.
There are some places I may not go, but I
yes,
know
sir.
God is real.
And I know it's real.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Surely places I just can't go.
But there's one thing that I'm sure.
I'm sure.
That God is real. For he is real. Well, I can see him. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God is real. Yes, one
there are some things.
Come on now.
I may not know.
Yeah.
See, he's supposed to sing that. He's trying to talk that real. He wants you to sing it, baby. You don't want to sing.
There are some things.
I didn't hear him. I'm sorry.
I may not know.
Yes, sir.
There are some places I may know. Come on, man. Come on,
mm-hmm.
man.
Yes, it is.
There are some things.
There you go.
I may not know. There's some places I just can't go. But I am sure.
So sure. Thank you, Jesus.
Of this one thing, that God is real.
Yes, he is.
For
yes, he is.
I can feel him in my soul. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. For he has washed and made me whole. Oh, his love for me. Just like
yes,
my God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Yes, sir.
Yes,
God is real. Yes, sir. You're real in my soul. Thank you, Jesus. My God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. Oh, his love for me is just like the gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul.
Thank you, beautiful God.
Thank you, beautiful.
He has washed and made me.
My God is real. For he has washed and made me whole. Oh, his love for me. Thank you, Jesus. Just like ago. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. His love to me. His love. His love.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, Brother Eric, Brother Eric, they wonder why we get on this morning show and get filled. When you know what the Lord has done for you, it is so easy to cry. You know what God has brought you from. Some brother say he brought me from a mighty long way. And when you look back over your life and you see what God has done for you, you know his love is real.
Thank
he
God.
Truly has washed and made me whole. See, you get to the point, Reverend, you get to the point where you know man can't do this for you. You get to the point where man will walk away from you. But then you find yourself reading where he says, "No, I stand the door and I knock." Oh, wait a minute, he right there. He said, "You stand at the door."
Watch it now.
When you know then they wonder why you get fooled, Brother Eric. This is why you get fooled. because he has washed and made me whole.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, my God is real. Real in my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, y'all tell God, thank you.
Thank you.
Are you king?
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you.
When the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I heard my brother say earlier, there's so many people really think they can fool God. You know, I used to tell them a lot on the Tuesday service that I believe to my soul that there are some men and women walking this earth that really feel like they got that magical excuse. The Bible has instructed man that there is no excuse. But I believe that there are some walking and they feel like they have figured out this magical life that's going to get them over. I believe that. I believe some in their heart, they believe they didn't figure it out. But I read where he said, apart from me. I heard my brother say he got your birth certificate right there. He got that dash, brother, from your birth date to your death date.
Okay.
He going to have it right there. And that's what he going to read off of. He's not going to read off your birthday. He's not going to read off your death day. They're going to read off that dash in between your birth and your death date. What did you do? I hear Ramirez out there. What did you do? And then you wonder why my brother gets fooled. Our mother brother gets fooled.
Oh, yeah.
This is why. Because we know God is real.
He's real.
Because he is truly washed and made me whole.
Yeah.
The things that I feel, I know I couldn't do it for myself. Brad, you won't get these feelings when they talk about Reverend Henry, Brother Dog. You don't get these feelings of Reverend Henry when they talk about Reverend Mary. But when the name of Jesus, just at the name, the Bible said the name of Jesus, every knee, thank you, Jesus. You should get fooled just by hearing his name. And sometimes just the thought of thinking about my Jesus makes me get teary-eyed sometimes. I just want to tell him, thank you. Because he has truly washed and made me whole.
Thank you.
Yes, you want to just tell him, thank you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir. For me, he made me whole. Remember, he had to love me because he did something no man could do for me. Remember, he did something. He died for me. No man could do it. He died for me. He paid the price. He said, I've already paid the price. Thank you, Jesus.
That's pretty good.
Ooh, yes, Lord. Just to hear his name.
Mm-hmm.
I know we got to get out of here, but sister and brother, he'll do it for you. But he don't want to hold you. I don't mean to hold you, but he'll do it for you. I can promise you, if I can't promise you nothing else and hold to it, I can promise you this, he'll do it for you. I know you will. I saw him give my mother 28 more years. I know he'll do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
When the doctor said it's over, the doctor said it was over. Man said she should be gone. Don't know how she's still here. But he gave her 28 more years with him.
Mm-hmm.
I know he will. I'm living proof he will.
Justice we deserve for mercy he give us. Strength
yes, he
shows. Love he give.
Yes, he did.
Watch this. Wrath he gives. Mercy stops it. Grace
yes,
he
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Well, somebody in their right mind knows, Lord, I know you could have did it. But you just let me live a little longer. He did it. He could have stopped it right there. My brothers and sisters, I thank God have came in and showed out. If we can get a prayer, man, and Reverend already sung the song halfway, but it was
separate.
Could y'all hear me? You hear me, man? That's it. Next time we come, you gonna do that whole song, man. But we gonna get in the square.
Yes, sir.
No one's square won't allow me to sing. You don't want me to sing. I tell that thing up. What do you do? What key you in? Y'all help us, man. Hey, man, do this. We're going to do this here, man. We're going to do this, right? Pray for the guys this weekend, man. Not just only that the Memphis Raiders, but all Raiders, man. They be safe this weekend, man. You know what I'm talking about? Especially the one going there right over there, you know. Barbecue race, you know. Just keep that. I want y'all to keep it on the agenda all week, man. You know, if y'all don't mind. Keep the birds straight up.
Praise the Lord.
They don't get out of sight, man, because they're going to go out there probably run faster than they ever went or go. You know what I'm talking about? But I don't want nobody to get hurt, man. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
You know, and get out there, put their safety out of the way because they're trying to trick somebody. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't that serious, man. You know, they're not going to, if I was going, I'd be doing the same thing. You know, I ain't talking about tricking them, but I got everything. I'm going safety first, right? Some guys put in my heart to say them guys need to be more safe, and they're probably going to go faster than they ever been, real. You know, to my. We don't want them to get hurt out there, man. So whoever prayed, man, pray for that event, Bobby Cole, the Memphis Madness, what they call it, the Memphis Madness. Is it Memphis Madness?
I think it is. Yeah, Memphis Madness. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Memphis Madness.
We don't want them to be mad though. Agrippa told Paul, you speaking mad. So you talking about crazy though, that means you crazy.
Praise the Lord. As we pray, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for again, how you have blessed us. Thank you, Lord, how you have been with us. Thank you, Lord, how you have kept us. Thank you, Lord, for you never left us. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in the past, in the present, and the time that is about to come. We thank you, Father God. We realize all things are in your hands, Father God. So we lift up with our hands. We lift up, oh, hallelujah, Father God, the race and the community, those that will go forth, Father God, let them remember to be safe, Father God, but let them most of all remember you, Father God, even the ones that are yet trying to make you their choice, Father God. Let them know time is winding up, Father. Time that has been won't be any longer, Father. Well, it's getting closer and closer. Let us all, Father God, know and put it up on our mind that you're near, Father God. You're near to us, Father God. You're yet nigh, hallelujah, to us. Bless us, Father God, to take full advantage, Father God, while we're yet still in the times of mercy and grace, Father. Let us take full advantage, Father God, to walk a little closer to you. Have you on our minds even more so, Father God, in yearning to please you, Father God, with our lives in the name of Jesus. But we want to tell you that we do love you. Thank you, Father God, how you continually consecrate our mind, our heart, and our spirit to receive and understand your word, Father God. Thank you for allowing the word to go, Father God, beyond our minds, down into our hearts that we do thy will, Father God. And we go forth and we try our best to show a dying world that you yet live, Father God. We try our best. Sometimes we fall short along the way, Father God, but you never fall short. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. You are never unfaithful. You are always faithful. We thank you, Father God. You are never without strength, but you always are our leaning post that we can lean upon you when we get weak and weary along the way. You can increase our strength. We tell you, thank you. You have never been untrue. You have never been unreal. You've always been real and true to us. We thank you, Father. Thank you for your righteousness. Thank you for your purity. Thank you for your love. Thank you, God, for being just who you are. Hallelujah. Because of you, Father God, our days are brighter. Because of you, oh Lord, our steps are correct. Father God, because of you, we see a better and a brighter day. Because of you. Because of you, we can face tomorrow. Because you live, Father God, you inspire our heart to do the best that we can do. Hallelujah. So we say you thank you. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for allowing us and helping us to show love towards one another. Again, we thank you for your message this day. Hallelujah. Thank you for your will. Thank you for your way. Thank you for your message and your messenger and all those, Father, that played a part. We say thank you. Some listened and prayed. Hallelujah. We thank you. Some chimed in. We thank you, Father God. Some sent in a word. We thank you. Some gave the word, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah. Some even spectated, Father God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For we know there must be a negative and a positive. We must have the sunshine and the rain to make the day perfect. So we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what some call good, and we thank you for what some call bad. We thank you, Father God. Thanksgiving unto you, Lord. Father God, now we as we leave, hallelujah, but never from thy presence, Father God, go with us and stand beside us and protect us. Hallelujah. Give some traveling grace that have to travel, Father God. Oh, Father, even speedily down the track, we ask for grace, safety, mercy in the name of Jesus, your protection, Father God. Oh, and those that travel for work, bless them, Father God, to make it to their destination safely, Father God. Those have to leave home and go to work, and we ask you for their safe return that they travel the highways and byways in Jesus' name. Father, we just want to tell you we love you. We thank you for this time that you've given us that we may come to you and pray and sup with you, Father God. Continue to rest, rule, and abide within our hearts in Jesus' name. We thank you for these other blessings, Father God. Blessings you have done, blessings you're doing right now, and blessings that you're going to do. We thank you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Genuinely, in Jesus' name we pray.
Thank God I'm on this
call. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Look at here. Oh, I feel good. I feel good. Let me see the hand in here tonight that know that God can still work miracles. Yeah, get him up all over this building. Now, while you got him up, I just need to see the hand of those that know that you know God worked a miracle in your life. Just wave them in the air. Come on, come on. All over this building. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Now, while you got them up, I just want you to reach over and just catch somebody by the hand and just name one little miracle that God did for you. Come on. And just begin to praise them all over this place tonight.
Come on, praise.
Come on, praise.
Come on and praise them. Come on and praise
them.
Come on and praise
them. Come on and praise
them. Come on and praise
them. Come on and praise
them. Come on and praise them.
Come on and praise them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody here know God brought you through? If you know God brought you through, you can be a witness when I look up and say this. God will deliver. And if you do it on time, I feel good up in here, y'all. Oh, yeah. Ooh, Lord, yes, you will. Yes, you will. Somebody been delivered up here. Somebody gonna get a breakthrough. Oh yes. Listen, listen, listen. I'm getting ready to name a few things that God did for Mary. And if anybody can relate to or identify with any of these things, I want you to get up out your seat. And when you get up, I want you to bring somebody up with you. Get somebody by the hand and bring somebody up with you. But if God ain't never done none of these things for you, I just want you to stay there, sit there, fold your arms and act all cute and sophisticated and watch us Holy Ghost folks get ready to go crazy up in here praising God. Hey! Can anybody relate to this? He put food on my table. Somebody sitting there like God ain't never fed you just as fat as you want to be. Claws on my back. Oh, that's what he did. That's what he did. That's what he did. That's what he did. Woo. Anybody ever been broke? I'm talking about down to your last dime broke. Didn't know how you was gonna make it through the next day. But I just need to ask somebody up in this building tonight. When you were at the end of your rope, did God pay your bills for you? When you didn't have money in your pocket?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Woo! Not through yet. Somebody sit down. Anybody ever been sick? Reverend Chief, I know what you know what I'm talking about. Anybody ever been real sick? I'm not talking about that Tylenol headache sick. I'm talking about in the hospital, didn't know where you was. Pain in your body. Woo! Didn't know you could make it through the next day, but some way, somehow, when the doctors fail, when medicine fail, I need to know if we got any saints in this building that know anything about God stepping in your sick room, and with one touch of his healing hand, he heals.
Oh.
know I've been good to you. Just reach up and get somebody by the hand and tell him, he brought me through. Lord, brought me through. The devil don't like what's happening up in here. The devil don't like what's happening. Listen. I'm getting ready to make the devil mad again. I need some Holy Ghost folks in here that know God brought you through. If you got anything to thank him for, if you got anything to testify about, if you got anything to give him the glory for, if you got anything to give him the praise for, I just want you to get up on your feet on the count of three. I just want you to jump up and give somebody a big, I'll give him a big Holy Ghost praise. Look at somebody and tell him, if you don't feel like praising him, look at somebody and tell him, if you don't feel like praising him, look at him and tell him, move over. Give me a little space. I'm getting ready to praise. I'm getting ready to lift him up. One, two, three. Jump up and praise.